Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome aboard, everybody. I'm talking to people, and I almost lost track of the time. Welcome aboard, and you know something? It is now officially baseball season with the Super Bowl over and the whole deal. And I'll tell you something. If you remember years ago when we had Mike Tyson and Larry Holmes and all those guys and boxing, to get to a boxing match, you couldn't even get tickets. And these guys were getting paid millions of dollars and millions and billions, and Muhammad Ali and all this. Boxing was the biggest thing. Nobody can tell me who the heavyweight champion is this year, that's for sure. Same thing with tennis. I remember used to watch on Sunday nights Pat Summerall and John Madden. They used to televise, over on CBS. They had Bjorn Borg, John McEnroe, Jimmy Connors, all right? And, that was great TV. Tennis was at its height, popularity. Where's tennis now? Are we watching the same kind of tennis as we did then? I know it sounds crazy, but with the concussions and the mediocre play in the NFL, and where the commissioner can go up there and say that the NFL is as dangerous as sitting on your couch, I wonder, and the whole deal, if 20 years from now the NFL is going to be second-rate product, going the same way as tennis and boxing. All right, we'll see. Well, but in any event, there's a couple of things that we know for sure. Number one, we know for sure that Peyton Manning is going to be riding the Budweiser horses. Okay, yeah, they're going to be. He definitely will be at the helm, and he could even be a harness race driver with the Clydesdales from Budweiser. Okay, that's one thing that we know. Second thing, I don't know if you saw, but the little weasel from Papa John's snuck through the crowd at the end of the game, and you could see him on TV sneaking in, crawling in from underneath just to shake hands with Peyton Manning, his pizza guy, okay? So that, it's just, anyway, that's business. That's the way it is. And speaking of business, we're sitting here in New York, and there's supposed to be snow, absolutely snow, and I'm getting a little ticked off. I owned the business for a long, long time, and I depended upon everybody to do their job. And these stupid weathermen are now saying, because of the snow, stay home. Don't go to work. All right? Stay home. Stay off the road. How did you get to the office today? All right? No. The country is soft. Get to work. Leave an hour early. Sleep over. Do something. But don't let the clients down. Don't let the customers down. Don't let your boss down. I used to sleep in my office if I heard about a blizzard. It's crazy. Okay, on to baseball. A couple of things going on in baseball. First of all, go to the website, LennyMelnickFantasySports.com, and I will tell you, it's the funniest video. I don't know how much of a wrestling fan you are. I've been a wrestling fan since I was a kid. And Ric Flair happens to be one of my favorites. I met him in an airport once. Just a great guy. Watch the Ric Flair video. It is fantastic. Whether you're a wrestling fan or you're just a casual wrestling fan, we all know who Ric Flair is. Isn't that something? Absolutely do. So head over, take a look. Don't miss this video. And we try to put up videos on the site. We try to change them every couple of days just to give you a little, just to give you a little entertainment value. Okay, David Leisure puts up something in the chat room about a trade, and David is just rock. David should be a general manager. I'm not kidding. David just got Tyler Glass now, and he's been offered Gregory Polanco $25 for Clippard and Glass now at three. And look, the Daily Chatter article has been written, hasn't been put up yet. And in that article, I ask, would you rather have, and it's funny, I've already put this down, would you rather have Gregory Polanco, and I've already said that I think Gregory Polanco is the player that I'm keying against, but this year, he's my player. Last year was Todd Frazier, this year was Polanco, and I used that $25 value for Polanco. So, and my question was, And of course, David, I would absolutely do this trade in a second, even though we like the 6'8" Tyler Glass now. But you know what? Polanco is going to be a lot of everything this year. My question was, would you rather have Polanco at 25, or would you rather have Starling Marte at 35? Who would you rather have in an NL-only league? Marte at 35, which is probably what he'll go for, and Polanco at 25. To think that they're both in the same outfield, that's pretty cool, man. I'll tell you one other way of playing fantasy baseball that's kind of like lost, has gotten lost in the shuffle. Take a team. Just draft a team. That's it. Just a team. You got the Pirates, you got the Cardinals, whatever, and play fantasy baseball using the, and those are your players. Those are your players. The Pirates, I think, would have the best fantasy baseball team. Who do you think would have? Michael Johnson thinks Marte is on the slide. Okay, that's why I asked the question. I got the answer. I'll tell you who is on the slide, and that is Alex Guerrero. And the 29-year-old outfielder, Alex Guerrero, he was supposed to be something, right? And then he wouldn't get sent down to AAA. He had that in his contract. He could only get sent down the first year. Couldn't get sent down after that. The Dodgers are pretty well set to cut him. They owe him $10 million. Another guy. So they owe Guerrero $10 million, and he may get cut. So between Olivares and Guerrero, that's like $100 million that they've thrown into the tank. The other thing is that, you know, Jose Bautista is going on a campaign saying everybody how much he loves Toronto, how much he wants to stay in Toronto. Then you got Edwin Encarnacion, how much he loves Toronto, and then you got Tulowitzki. Can Toronto afford to keep all three of these hitters? I don't think they can. So I don't know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with the Blue Jays. This is pretty interesting. If the Blue Jays are not in contention, it's going to be one hell of a trading deadline between so many teams looking to trade. That's the trend. Keep the prospects. And, of course, if the White Sox go ahead, and the White Sox could be my favorites, all they got to do is sign Ian Desmond and Dexter Fowler, but they don't want to give up, I think, the 28th prospect, the 28th pick in the draft, and it's just crazy. Yeah, anyway, I would definitely take Polanco. Mark Hammond says Starling Marte is a premium player. Gregory Polanco is right behind him, so no question about it. I would absolutely make that trade, David Leisure. Now, Prospect 361's Joe Morrow asks, what do I think about position scarcity? What do I think about projections? What do I think about the rankings and all that kind of stuff? Joe, it was a great question. We had kind of covered it before, but I realized that you can't sit here and come into this chat room every single day for various reasons, and you may have missed it. So let me just to remind you that position scarcity, it can really occur as the draft is going on, and I really think this year that position scarcity. Is at third base. Now, there may be a lot of players at position scarcity. Absolutely, there may be a lot of players. But what we're forgetting is that there's a lot of good players at third base. A lot of good third base players, but they'll go quick. Donaldson, Arenado, Machado, Bryant, Beltre, Frazier. That's what are we talking about? We're talking about maybe 12 third basemen, and they're going to go quick. So this is the position that I think is position scarcity. It may not show up before the draft, but during the draft, you're going to find, oh, man, I got to take Kyle Seager, who, in my opinion, can hit about 265 to 270, hit about 20 to 25 home runs. I got to grab him because there's nobody left. And that's what's going to happen. You know, Donaldson's going early, Arenado early, Machado, Bryant. Those four are going early. Probably Todd Frazier will go. Longoria could go. Everybody likes Franco. By the fourth round, there won't be any third baseman left. So you got to watch position scarcity during the course of the draft. To say that there's a scarcity of shortstops or second baseman, that's puppycock and bulldinky, because there won't be. Those are the positions, those are the players that'll be hanging around for the entire draft. But third baseman will be gone in a hurry. So that's the position scarcity. Second part of Joe's question was about projections and rankings. Rankings, I know you've heard this before, I'll say it again, rankings are bulldinky. they don't mean anything in fantasy baseball. In fantasy football, everybody does the same thing. We catch passes, we score touchdowns, we gain yardage for the most part, and you can use rankings. I want to take the next player who's going to get me more points, and they get the points the same way. Because of the nature of the beast in Major League Baseball, and of course in fantasy baseball, you need players for different categories. And if you're already locked up in stolen bases, you may not need a stolen base guy. You may need a power guy or an average guy. So you can't go by the rankings. The projections are good. The projections aren't made to show you exactly what somebody's going to do, but it'll put them in a tier. It'll put them in a classification so that if you see somebody's going to hit 20 home runs, you know that he's got 20 home run possibilities, and he could hit 25, he could hit 18, he could hit 13, but that's the kind of a situation that you got with projections. Projections are good. It'll tell you what to expect, and it tells you as you're drafting the categories, and that's what we draft. We draft categories. We don't draft players' names. We don't draft positions. We draft categories, and the projections tell you what categories that you're looking for. Tells you the players that will accommodate you in those categories. And we welcome Greg and Michael and the guests and Jet 9 and Mark and Michael and the Natural and David Leisure. Nice to have you all aboard as baseball has now officially begun. I'll be on Sirius XM Radio Saturday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Time and Sunday as well. Only doing half the show this year. I'm not exactly into the NASCAR and the golf and the stuff, even basketball. I'll leave that to the guys. I've decided, hey, look, you know what? There are guys that like that stuff, and I'm a baseball guy now, so that's what I'm doing. So 7 to 8:30, that's my shift, and then I'll hand the microphone over to George Kurtz, who'll be sitting on my couch, and it'll be a lot of fun. And hopefully, I'll be doing some shows with Craig Mish this year as well. So that's the thing. But to me, it's all about the website. Anyway, maybe we'll do a Saturday morning podcast. Okay, we'll get that together. David Leisure has been helping me out. We're going to have podcasts with you guys. That's it. And we're going to ask you to co-host a podcast here and there. So we got a lot of things brewing. A lot of things brewing. Let's talk about first baseman. And one of the things that I do want to do is I want to go position by position. And David says about third base, a guy that people want to wait need to target is Matt Duffy. I would kind of say Matt Duffy. I'm not a big Matt Duffy guy. I mean, I don't really see him excelling in any particular category. So although he's a solid player, but David's got the right idea. You don't necessarily, you see, I want to spend my big, here's where I spend my big money. I don't spend my big money on players who play third base or first base. I like to spend money on players that give me power and speed. Power and speed. You got that? Because if you go ahead and if you can get your stolen bases via the power and speed guys, and they cost you money. They cost you, but if you can do it, you will be way ahead of the game. I know Donaldson gives you more RBIs. I know, you know, you can get the RBIs. I'm well aware of that. But here's the situation. If you're getting the RBIs and the home runs and you're not getting, you're liable to have to draft that one trick pony, all right, to get the stolen bases. And what do? You lose then in RBIs and home runs. So the truth is you can get better home runs than RBIs by drafting the lesser home run and RBI guy, but somebody who'll give you power and speed in exchange for drafting a Nolan Arenado. That's why at third base, I like Manny Machado, who I think can steal you 15 bases. Now, over at first base, so we'll do a position a day, maybe every other day, but we'll get to it. At first base, you've got a host of players who were pretty good. Of course, I like Paul Goldschmidt as my number one player. Absolutely number one. But I'll tell you, I'll take him over Trout, and I've talked about that. Trout's got some question marks as to how much he'll produce in stolen bases and how much he'll produce in RBIs. Goldschmidt, 115, 120 RBIs. I think Arizona's going to be the class of the league this year, 35 home runs. I'll tell you something, Anthony Rizzo is not far behind. Now, Anthony Rizzo batted second a lot last year and still managed 101 RBIs. So Rizzo managed to put the RBIs in the bag, man. Even though, if you remember last year, he was the one at the beginning of the year especially who batted second. And when you bat second in the National League, your RBI totals are just not the same. You can get away with it in the American League, but in the National League. So I'm giving Rizzo, who I think could really do it. Miguel Cabrera, we all know what he is. Jose Abreu, we know what he is. Edwin Encarnacion, Chris Davis, even Adrian Gonzalez. Now let's get to some of the guys that you should be targeting, because I don't want to spend. Look, I'll spend, if I'm in a snake draft, I'll get Paul Goldschmidt. To me, the only ones worth spending money on could be Goldschmidt and Rizzo. That's it. I would spend money on both of those guys. But I'm not spending money on Cabrera, Abreu, Encarnacion, Chris Davis. I'm not going with the guys that just get me home runs. No, I'm not doing it. But I will, look, you want to get a good quality first baseman. Eric Hosmer. Here's the deal with Hosmer. Doesn't hit a lot of fly balls. Otherwise, Hosmer is going to be, pretty big time. He's only 25. Yeah, he did get that 7 stolen bases last year. He did have a batting average of balls in play of .338, which is pretty hefty. So, all right. But you know what? If you remember, Hosmer in 2013, he hit .302. Then he had 17 home runs. 2014, he slumped a little bit. But in 2015, comes back, hits close to 300 with 18 home runs. Same year he had in 2013. He's not going to hit you 25 to 30 home runs, even though he looks like he can, and some people think he can. And it's only because of all the ground balls that he hits. Now, he could, make an adjustment and get that done. As far as RBIs, not the big RBI guy either. So I'm not really that thrilled with Hosmer, even though I do think that he's got tremendous upside, and I'll pay for Hosmer's upside, okay? So Eric Hosmer at 25 is absolutely one of those guys that I would take if I could save money and get him at the right price, or if I could draft him in low enough rounds where I don't have to feel like I'm reaching for a first baseman and spending all the big value on Cabrera and Abreu and Encarnacion, Davis, and even Adrian Gonzalez. I'll settle. I'll be very happy to settle for Hosmer as long as I can pick other players or save some money. Now, Freddie Freeman, I'll tell you something. I don't think that Atlanta is going to be as bad as we think. Last year, we killed them. We killed Atlanta, called them the possibility of having the worst offense in Major League Baseball, and they really didn't. They really showed some glimpses. Now, I don't know what they're going to do with certainly they got Eric Ibar. I'm beginning to like this kid, Adonis Garcia. We'll talk about him when we get to third baseman. Hector Oliveira could hit double-digit home runs. I think one of the big-time players could be Endor and Ciarte. So, Freeman is not void. He's got some decent players. Certainly the bench is good with Swisher and Bourne and Emilio. Got some veterans, Kelly Johnson, Gordon Beckham. A lot of veterans on the bench for Atlanta. But Freeman had that bad wrist. All right, he's only had but he's hit 70 doubles. Now, he's got a bad wrist. He's hit 70 doubles in the last 2 years, and he hit 18 home runs last year. and 18 home runs the year before. The only difference is that last year he had 700 at-bats, and 2 years ago he had 700 at-bats. Last year he only had 416 at-bats. So pay attention to that. You're talking about 25 home runs here. Although he only had 66 RBIs, I really think that Freeman is not a bad play. Last year we panned Freddie Freeman, said there's no freaking way that we're going to take Freddie Freeman. This year, I think it's different. I think it's a good play. If you want to take that that middle kind of first baseman, Freddie Freeman could be an excellent play. As we get Trucker Rob showing up in the chat room, and here is Bob. This is like being on Sirius. It's better. We got Trucker Rob. We got Bob from Long Island. We are making a hostile takeover of Sirius XM by stealing the best callers on the station, okay? And they're here. They're in the chat room. Nice going, everybody. Lucas Duda, who signed a one-year deal. He's my guy, all right? Who is my guy? He is my guy. Trucker Rob's feeling better. Somebody asked me about my tongue. That's feeling better. So we're all done. That was Mark. Thank you, Mark. We're all doing good. Duda signed a one-year deal, and he is my guy, all right? I'm not making any secrets about it. I really believe that the guy I'm going to get is Lucas Duda. Signed a one-year deal. But he's so streaky. He's not the kind of guy you could take if you're in a head-to-head league, because, you know, there are some months he doesn't hit. He hit 190 in two different months last year. And then he comes back and he winds up hitting, he hit much better than that. But 190 in two different months, striking out, walking about 12% of the time, which is pretty good. He's 30 years old, and they got Dominic Smith just chomping at the bit, waiting to get in there. But I will tell you, I think that Lucas Duda is going to have a year this year that will make me proud, okay? Because I am going after Lucas Duda, there's no question about it. So I'm going to get Luda. I'm going to get Duda as my first baseman. So right now, as I say, I got Polanco in the outfield. I got Duda at first. Brandon Belt is another one of those middle-of-the-road guys. Now, if you know me, you know I've loved Brandon Belt for years. Brandon Belt's the kind of guy, when you see him on the field, you say, how good is he going to be? I saw him in the spring. I mean, every time I see him, I saw him in the Arizona Fall League. He was taking an extra. Yeah, he stole 9 bases. That's not so. Belt and Hosmer are guys that you can get those stolen bases from at first base. I like them. As a matter of fact, David Leisure writes, with Ibar and Enciarte in front of him, Freddie Freeman, you're right, could be a 90 to 100 RBI guy. So, really, I'm kind of keen in on Freddie Freeman now, too. So, Belt, who was so hot and cold, he had a 367 batting average with balls in play. But that's Brandon Belt for you. But he had the concussion, and he's another guy, so streaky. In April, June, and September, he hit 242 combined with only 3 home runs. And then you take May, June, and July, he hit 330 with 15 home runs. So you can tell there's a lot of streaky first baseman. Duda and Belt, good guys to take if you're playing season-long, rotisserie style, but not so good to take if you're playing it head-to-head, because there are going to be months that they're just not going to do it. Not going to do it. They're going to be weeks that they're not going to do it. You're going to lose a lot of games because you're not going to be able to get the production from Duda and Belt. Now, here's one that nobody knows what to do with, and that's Justin Bauer. Justin Bauer, 27 years old, 6'4", 250 pounds. I know it's not a beauty contest, and it's not the WWE, but Justin Bauer, 27, hit 23 home runs. And here's what I like about Bauer. Of his 23 home runs, he hit 10 home runs at home. That's right, and that's a tough ballpark to hit home runs in. Now, what have they done? They have lowered the fences. They have moved the fences in. Go take a look at my chatter called Daily Chatter for today. It's up on the website. It'll be up around 11. Take a look at it. It talks about exactly what they're doing to the fences to bring the fences in. To me, Justin Bauer, unless he totally bombs out, I'll take my chances that he's not going to. I think Justin Bauer could hit you 23, 25 home runs, okay? And I don't think a lot of – but he had 295 batting average with balls in play, so he didn't get a lot of help. So to me, Justin Bauer is absolutely a guy. If Duda and Freeman and Hosmer go for 2 months, you could drop down to Bauer. You know, middle. He's a. You can get him in the middle of a snake draft. You can get him for maybe 10, 12, 13, 4. How much is Bauer going to go? $15 in the auction. That's probably a lot. So I'm kind of liking Justin Bauer a little bit. Certainly a guy to watch in the spring, just to make sure that he doesn't go poop. Okay, that's it. I like Myers. That's right, who only played 60 games last year with the bad wrist. He's going to play a lot of first base. Don't forget, Will Myers had 37 home runs in the minor leagues in one season, and he strikes out a lot, that we know. Good-looking son of a gun. I mean, this guy looks like a ball player with the socks up high, the whole deal. He's ready to break out, and he's ready to steal some bases, and he's 25 years old, and he's playing on a team. I thought San Diego was going to totally disband this team. Now, last year, the only problem with Myers is that he may wind up batting first. Last year, he did. I'd love to see him batting third. If he bats third in the preseason, see, these are some of the things you're going to watch, and we'll make a big time list of things to watch in spring training. Myers, where he bats in the batting order, is absolutely one of them. Travis Shaw, I don't know, you want to gamble on Hanley Ramirez playing first? Now, Shaw is not, you know, he had a good year, struck out 23% of the time. He's 25 years old. Napoli has gone to Cleveland, but here's the deal. Shaw is not really, nobody expected him to do anything. And he's really not more than a 10 to 15 home run guy, even though he's a big fellow. 250, 10 to 15. It was a ninth round pick in 2011. So he showed up last year just for a little bit, but not enough to take him, and he's going to be playing some outfield. So we'll just put him aside. Everybody likes him. We'll see. And we mentioned Mike Napoli. Here's the deal with Napoli. Now, Napoli just walks a lot. That's good. The on-base is good. But he just strikes out much too much. And here's the thing. He was anointed the everyday first baseman. But I'm not buying it. I do think that Santana is going to play some first base. And the reason why is that if you take a look, Mike Napoli, he hit 276 against lefties. Not a problem. But Napoli hit 192 against right-handed pitchers. The year before, 230. The year before that, 248. I'm telling you, Napoli is going to be a platoon player. Bob from Long Island wants to know about Springer, if he bats first. Well, you know what? We've talked about that so many times, Rob. Certainly his value will go down. I don't think that Springer is going to bat first. Another player to watch because of the fact that although it's American League, so it's not terrible. It's not the same as the National League. American League, he can still drive in runs without the pitcher batting ninth and the worst guy batting eighth and all that stuff. But still, he could drive in some runs. But you can't lose RBIs by spending a lot of money or a lot of value on a player that gives you that doesn't give you RBIs in the toughest category, because you could only really get them from the number three, number four, and number five guys. So and those guys are expensive. So as far as that's concerned, I'd be very careful with Springer until I see him, okay? Now, Joey Votto, we've talked about Votto so many times, had the quad injury. I'm telling you, he's got Hamilton batting. Who knows? If Bruce and Phillips stay on the team, I don't think they can. I don't think Phillips can. What are they going to do with Peraza? So, again, we just got to wait. But Votto walked 143 times, he'll walk 150 times this year. Kind of tough to take. So I'm going after Lucas Duda. I like Justin Bauer for the price. I like Myers, especially if he doesn't bat first. And Freddie Freeman, if I can get him at the right price, I'll absolutely take him. Stay away from Napoli. He can't hit the righties. But the point is that I'm going for that middle-of-the-road guy because I want to spend my money on power speed guys. So there you have it. All right, head over to the website, LennyMelnickFantasySports.com. Start recruiting people. Tell them it's baseball season. The contests are flying. $100 just to make the best bold prediction. There's a couple of other contests. Go in there, have some fun. Take a look at that Ric Flair video. Woo! You won't believe what you're going to see. All right, thanks, everybody. We'll see you again tomorrow. It's time for baseball. Hello. Yeah. How did I know it was bullshit?